Once eyeballs correlated directly with dollars, but no more. Those were ad dollars, and as you'll hear, that equation just doesn't add up online. There, desire and need matter far more. Destructoid, a website about video games, garners about 14 million page views a month, but its ad revenue in no way tracked with its growing user base or its bandwidth costs. Then Destructoid's founder, Nero Gonzalez, discovered to his dismay that half of his tech-savvy readers used ad blockers. So he asked them, "How do you want me to pay for this?"
The people that got back to me said everything from, "Listen, advertising is broken. It's not my responsibility that this model doesn't work anymore. So no, I'm not going to turn my ad blocker off." My favorite group of people said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I won't do that." And then there was a very small group that just said, "Hey, your site is going to go away sooner or later. There's another video game site that I read. I don't care."
You decided to overlay a message on your site explaining to those who blocked ads that it hurt writers. The overlay would disappear only when ad blocking people disabled their ad blocker. And that, at least one writer felt, was an annoying incursion on their freedom.
Correct. I took a defensive tone. I said, "This is hurting me." Whereas other sites have been a lot more cheeky about it and said, "Hey, not cool. Here's a place where you can pay $5 and we'll never bother you again." The reader just basically said, "I don't need a guilt trip. This is your problem. This is not my problem." I said, "Well, I think you're right. The way that I went about it wasn't perhaps the right tone."
So you changed the red banner to blue, right? And what else did you do?
We tried different messaging. Some were very dramatic and said, "Hey, I may not be able to pay my writers in 2 years if this keeps going on." And then some of them were just like, "Hey, dude, ad blocking sucks. We want to survive, so don't do that."
What worked?
To be honest, none of the above. We saw less than 3% convert. This is 3% of the people that we were serving it to, not 3% of the 36 to 40% that were blocking the ads.
You mentioned that there were sites that were being cheeky. One of them is the dating site OkCupid, who addressed the issue by putting up a banner that read, "Donate $5 to us once, and we remove all ads from the site forever." What about that? Would you try it?
I think it's cute, but it's not a bulletproof solution. Ultimately, what readers are saying is, advertising is not the way that we want to support your site. And there's going to be an ad blocker that's going to beat the ad that talks about ad blocking. You know, it's an arms race. So I think it's going to challenge publishers like me to kind of diversify what we offer the readers.
Go on.
So there's a couple of people that are doing interesting things in the space. The most public case is Andrew Sullivan's Dish website. He completely railed against online advertising, said it was a bad way to run a publication, and earnestly asked his readers to support him for, I think it was $19.99 a year. Small independent publishers are having to adopt the sort of model that newspapers have been testing, what he calls a leaky paywall.
Go on.
For the last 7 years, I've been giving away all of our content for free, and the reader expects the content to be for free. If I were to switch on a paywall tomorrow, I'd become the villain, right? That's just not realistic. So I'm experimenting with sort of a hybrid approach. If we were to redesign the site to allow our patrons to have a patrons area that would have exclusive content that wasn't there before, maybe that's a model that's more sustainable.
It may just be you have to work harder and harder for fewer and fewer dollars, but isn't it fair that people who pay money get more for it?
Well, I'm often criticized for complaining that my work is hard as I review and play video games for a living. So if we have to hustle a little more to keep our readers, I think that that's a fair deal.
Do you notice any philosophical change in the user base? People who go, "You know, I see that this free all the time thing might not be sustainable."
I would say that the rule of 80-20 applies here. 20% of our readers definitely care. But to be honest with you, the majority of the readers are just, you know, there for the information. They'll come and go on to the next free destination. So in adopting a freemium or whatever you want to call it, hybrid approach, it does seem like we're going to end up working primarily for that passionate 20%.
Nero, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nero Gonzalez is the founder and publisher of Destructoid.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.